Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, Amendment 3 passed, and it didn't take very long till the folks over at Planned Parenthood, I don't know where they came up with that name, Planned Parenthood went to court to try to resume as many abortions as they can in the state of Missouri. It's a sad state of affairs, but it's what's happened because we didn't fix IP reform in time to prevent it from happening like they did down in the state of Florida. Now the question comes to, what do we do next? Right now, proud to have a state soon-to-be state senator, Adam Schnelting. I almost got it wrong there, Adam, from District 23 on the line with us this morning. I'm all screwed up. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Mark. Good morning, Kim. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me this morning.
Great to have you on. So you'll take your oath, what is that, January 13th?
8th. January the 8th.
Okay,
that's correct.
So the governor and everybody gets sworn in a little bit later than you guys. But congratulations on your election. And let's talk about Senate Joint Resolution 33.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, I mean, first, I've got to say, in regards to Amendment 3, Mark, voters were assured that they were assured by proponents of Amendment 3 that it would not legalize so-called sex changes on kids, the transgender surgeries on kids, newly created right of reproductive freedom, unquote, did not include gender transition surgeries for kids. But not even 3 weeks after Amendment 3 passed, abortion groups like Abortion Action Missouri celebrated its passage, stating on social media that gender-affirming care is reproductive care, confirming what we had been saying all along. Voters were also assured that Amendment 3 would ensure that women would get the care that they needed, and that it would not roll back all of the pro-life laws that protect women in Missouri. Within a matter of hours after its passage, as you just mentioned, Planned Parenthood sued the state to overturn Missouri's licensure requirements for clinics that protect women from unsafe conditions. Missouri women were told that, we were told that Missouri women were dying because they couldn't get the care that they needed, without the proponents of Amendment 3 citing any actual statistics. It's just not factual. And so what I've done is I have introduced Senate Joint Resolution 33, which prohibits abortions except in cases of rape and incest. It prohibits transgender surgeries for minors, and it prohibits taxpayer-funded abortions. It also reassures Missourians of a right that they already had, but were told by the abortion industry that they did not, and that is the right to health care for miscarriages, ectopic pregnancies, and medical emergencies. And the voters will get to see this. If we get this passed the legislature, the voters will get to see these reassurances with their own eyes in the ballot summary on their ballots when they go to vote. And I believe that Missouri is largely pro-life. I believe the voters will pass this at the ballot box, and we will once again protect innocent human life in Missouri.
And in the next general election, when would that be after the session starts in January? November?
Yeah, that would be either the August or the general election in 26.
We know outside money played a big role in why Amendment 3 passed, and one of our listeners, Marge, wrote on Facebook. She had a question for you. She said, how do we stop outside money from controlling Missouri elections and amendments?
That's a good question. Well, it boils down to IP reform or initiative petition reform. This is something I've pushed for the entire 6 years that I've spent in the legislature, and it's been a big priority for many members, and unfortunately our leadership has just not gotten the job done. The Constitution of the state of Missouri should not be changed so, lack of a better term, so willy-nilly. It shouldn't be done, by a simple majority, 50% plus one. And we need to change either the threshold or change it to concurrent. We need to change it to where every, five out of the eight districts in the state of Missouri, congressional districts, the majority in each of those must pass it. Otherwise, you just have Kansas City and St. Louis calling the shots to amend the Constitution every cycle. And we just need to change that.
So this may seem like a strange question, but You know, we don't allow, supposedly, we don't allow foreign countries to contribute to United States federal elections. Why couldn't we have a law in Missouri that said if there's a state issue on the ballot, out-of-state contributions are not allowed to those issues? Why would that wouldn't be any violation of anybody's First Amendment rights? If you're not a citizen of the state of Missouri, you shouldn't be contributing to or influencing those issues.
Yeah, I totally agree. So what we have right now, we have some restrictions on foreign money in Missouri elections, but there are some loopholes. And yes, that has to be closed. I think it was 1630 fund. There was a nonprofit organization that was largely funded Amendment 3. Almost $30 million, or over $30 million came in from Amendment 3, and at least $3.5 million of it came from this particular fund. And at least $3.5 million of that was actually brought in from a Swiss billionaire. You know, we have foreign money influencing our elections, especially when you have a system set up the way we do, where our initiative petition process has been hijacked. So that's something that we're going to look at in the legislative session. We have to fix it.
I know we only have about a minute left, but you mentioned the court battle where Planned Parenthood sued for Missouri to rule any pro-life law unconstitutional. Do you know what the update is on that? Because Planned Parenthood was trying to resume abortions as soon as the judge ruled, of course, if they ruled in their favor.
Yeah, I did. I have not heard the update. The last I heard was that they were not going to resume them just yet, but I don't have that update yet, Kim.
Wow. Well, we'll be looking forward to what you're trying to get accomplished up there, and we will be up there actually on the 8th for the opening day of the session. And Adam, maybe we can get you on the radio that morning.
That sounds good. Would love it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Excellent. You bet. Thanks for having him on here. It's Senator Adam Schnelting. Glad he joined us this morning. Senator-elect will actually take the oath of office on the day we're up there, the opening day of session, on the 8th of January. We'll do the show live from there that morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.